Now, Roo, as you know, on a Friday, we like to go back over the highlights of the week.
We sure do.
And the lowlights. Here it is, the week that was.
If I was making a list of the great assholes of the 20th century, you'd be in the top five.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week. Number five, Port coach Ken Hinckley dressed up as a panda for the MND fundraiser on the weekend.
We just had a nice little trip over to China.
And when Limo came on, we learned how far the Port and China connection may go.
How many years until they become the Port Adelaide Pandas? How many years?
If you go to the Port Club, I went during the week, it's now Yum Cha in the restaurant.
Just want the usual schnitzel, please. She said, no, we're Chinese restaurant now.
Number four, we were looking for the person who won $15 million on Lotto. Yeah.
Down at the Carolta Plaza, hasn't come forward to name themselves and
still
collect
celebrating
the cash. Give us a buzz if you've won Cross Lotto, won something big.
And Kim called up with a winning story from the 70s.
How much you won?
I reckon it was $30,000, 1978, I reckon I was there, 10 years away. The old man went running past, come back with $30,000. The old man, we packed all us kids up and we all went and lived on the river for about 3 months. We're up the river that long, we didn't know whether the old man was on the run or we were with the money.
What, there was 9 of your kids or 7 of your kids?
Dad has 23 kids, I have 12.
Pardon?
Suddenly, Kim's story about his dad having 23 kids is way more interesting than his dad winning $30,000.
Dad has 23 kids to his right, and I have 12.
You've had 12 kids?
Yeah, 12 kids, buddy.
23, your dad. So you're one of 23.
Yeah, that's how we've added it up over the years.
Wow, unbelievable. This is the gold you get at 620.
Looks like old mate didn't buy any condoms with that $30,000. Number three, we learnt about a worrying trend sweeping footy clubs.
Showering in your jocks. Why does this happen out there? It was not a done thing. I retired 10 years ago, never saw it then. Why is it creeping into the change rooms across the state? And just for the people out there listening that think it's weird that you're enforcing that you must share a nude, it's not that you're looking or doing anything dodgy or anything like that at all.
Yeah, it's not weird at all.
You haven't really played sport if you haven't been weed on by someone else in the nude.
Hang on. Now it's getting weird.
Some blokes used to wait until you had shampoo in your head, so you got your eyes closed, and they start hosing your feet down. You don't even know they're doing it.
Come on, that's just taking the... Number two, President Trump had an historic meeting with Kim Jong-un.
Chairman Kim has the chance to seize an incredible future for his people.
And when Will Anderson was on the show, we learnt that the North Korean leader's number twos are his number one priority.
Kim Jong-un, he's brought his own toilet.
What?
Oh. Now, yes, a specialist car that has a toilet in it. It's like the Pope-mobile. It's the Poop-mobile. This is true, right? And if he needs to go to the toilet, goes in the Poop-mobile.
Windows down or?
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's got one of those little air fresheners. Yeah, it's his own car. It's not a poober. But I...
That car definitely doesn't have the new car smell anymore. Number one, Ruined Dits are known for tackling the big issues and news stories. So what do you think they talked about last Friday?
Denuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula?
Throwing rocks off the bridge on the Southern Expressway? Crows contracts? Nope, there were bigger issues at hand.
Oh, I've lost my car remote. I can't find it anywhere.
That's right. Roo lost his car remote.
I just can't find this remote and it sent me absolutely crackers.
He talked about it at 6 o'clock.
I was looking through everything. I opened the bonnet. I couldn't find it.
Then he talked about it at 7 o'clock.
So hopefully I find my remote.
He got people to call up about it.
A lot of Port Adelaide people ringing up all of a sudden. Ditch. As soon as there's a car, to be knocked off, I'll tell you what.
He looked everywhere.
Well, I said to my father-in-law, go and have a look. My wife got home. She had a look. No one can find it.
He was going round the bend looking for his remote.
I thought it must have been in my jocks for a while. I thought it must have been in my jacket pocket.
Has it fallen in my sock? Under the bonnet. Has it got in the boot? I never opened the boot for the whole day, but still had to look in there about 5 times.
But when Roo's wife caught up, we learnt there was one place he didn't look.
Just had the whole of South Australia looking for Roo's car keys.
Yes.
Breaking news for you. The Wag and Rebecca just went out and found it in 5 seconds.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that unbelievable, Sarah?
Yeah.
How tormented was I last night when you got home?
He thought it was up his bum.
That was the only place I had to look.
Yeah.
Up my gin. True. I'm not joking.
And I wasn't looking up there, I can tell you,
no,
Sarah.
No way. Neither was I.
Glad we got to the bottom of that one.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
they are the big issues, Roo.
They are the big issues.